Welcome to my podcast. I never really thought that I would get this far. I'm really nervous, I'm not even gonna lie. I've been really trying to avoid this moment, if I'm being completely honest. I've always wanted to start a podcast and, you know, just sit down and talk with my tribe. If you subscribe to my YouTube, then you know already that I just love to talk. I could talk for days. I could talk forever. I always wanted to just really sit down in an intimate way with you, with all of my tribe, and just have a conversation. Let's just talk. Let's be honest. Let's be open. And I knew that that's what I wanted to do on my podcast, but I'm really the type of person that has to plan everything down to a T. I am a Virgo sun and a Virgo rising, and I have a lot of Virgo in my chart, y'all. It's everywhere. If you're not into astrology like that, you guys, honestly, I'm still learning all of it. So that just means that I am a real perfectionist. I'm very logical. I like to have a plan for everything. And over these last few months, I've come to discover as well that I don't like change. Change is really, really, really hard for me. And honestly, the last few months of my life have been nothing but change. And so I guess I could say the last few months I've been kind of living in fear a little bit. And I know that I shouldn't, and you know, I should just trust the universe, trust my divine team, and I do. But it's still, you know, sometimes my logical mind or my ego mind jumps in the driver's seat and I just go off the wazooly. So sometimes I guess I'm my own worst enemy, you know. I get in my own way. I was doing that with my podcast for a while because I wanted to do this, but I'm like, I don't know what I'm gonna talk about. I don't know when I'm gonna have the time. I don't know, you know, what I'm even gonna be posting. Is it gonna be a spiritual? Is it gonna be about, you know, being an autism mom? What is it gonna be about? And, you know, I was just trying to plan everything because I am a planner, and when I plan things and the slightest thing changes or it doesn't work out, you guys, it is the most inconveniencing thing of my life, okay? I'm pissed. But that's something that I'm working on because I have to leave wiggle room for other things to happen, for, you know, things to come up or for things to change, because, whew, you guys, this has been a journey for me. This has really been a journey for me, just opening up my heart and opening up my mind and just opening up myself more, being vulnerable and being open. This has been a journey. I haven't always been this person, and as I have fear in my days, it's nowhere near, you know, who I used to be. I feel like I'm all over the place. This is just my thoughts, you know. I'm always talking to my higher self. I have such a strong relationship with my higher self, and we're always just talking and we're always just laughing. And she tells me quite often, you know, just share us, you know, share us with our tribe, because they'll understand, you know, they'll understand, because your heads are kind of like mine. It's so busy, it's so colorful, it's so bright, it's so fun to be in there. Also, another thing that I'm working on, you guys see, I'm just a work in progress. The best time to do it is just now. whatever you're thinking about, the best time to do it is right now, because you're never going to be ready. You're never going to have everything figured out to a T. You're never really going to know when you have the time or what you're going to talk about. Like, some of us, you know, start our podcast or we start our channels and we know exactly the direction that we're heading and the type of content we want to post and the people we want to attract. But for me, you guys, I didn't know nothing. You know, I didn't know anything. I was actually watching my very first YouTube video I posted. It was 1 year ago. It's definitely locked away, and I would think about showing it to you guys someday, but I was watching it last night and I was just cringing. I'm like, oh my golly, what what am I doing? Like, no, I can't believe I posted this. And then I found myself laughing because I was comparing that video to my now, and it's like, oh, you've grown so much. You're like a pro compared to this very first video that you posted. And I knew in that moment that was spirit, because I believe in myself and what I do, but you know, it's still that, it's just always that little bit of fear that's going to be there when you share something so intimate and so true to your heart. I honestly feel like if you don't have a little fear when you share what you create with others, then, you know, you might not be as passionate about it as you think. Because when you hold something so sacred and dear to your heart and you share it with other people, it's just like, it's not just my thoughts and my opinions on this now, you know, other people are going to have theirs as well. It's always just a little scary, but it's okay to have that fear as long as you still do it, as long as you still post it. Don't allow that fear of what others are going to say hold you back. Just know that if there's good, then there's bad. You know, it's inevitable. We're going to have people that don't resonate with what we're doing, but that's okay, you know. That's okay. Not everybody's on the same path as us. Not everybody is walking the same journey that we're walking, and that's okay. It's okay. As long as you believe in you and believe in what you're doing, really love what you're doing, what you're sharing, that's all that matters. Because when you put that love and you put that passion into what you're creating, people are going to feel that. Not only are they going to see what you've created, but they're going to feel it. They're going to feel the love. They're going to feel the devotion and the dedication that you put into it, because it came from such a pure place. That's what keeps me going. That's what continues to push me to express myself and share myself and put myself out there, because it's a part of my purpose. And I'm never really going to feel the fulfillment that I'm searching for if I don't live in my purpose. So if you're struggling with living in your purpose, just let me be. Let me be an example, I should say. Not even example, just let me inspire you to do it as well, because it's beautiful. It's beautiful. Even with the fear, I actually embrace the fear, because it reminds me of how much I love what I'm doing and love who I'm becoming. It wasn't always this girl sitting here talking to you. The old me is... I used to cringe when I thought about her. I was very harsh and I was very judgmental. And I knew that I was growing and I knew that I was evolving when I was able to finally look back on the past and smile or laugh or just like, wow, you know, I really used to be that person. You know, I really used to be that girl. I really used to do that or say that or, you know, allow that. I just really used to be that. And I can smile now because I've come to accept who I used to be in my past, because I didn't know. I didn't know. Like, how can I fault myself? How can I be mad at myself? How can I beat up on myself about something that I didn't even know? I didn't have the knowledge that I have right now back then. I didn't have the experiences that I had back then. I was still creating those experiences. I was going through those experiences. So I can't compare myself right now to where I was, because I'm always going to choose where I am in that moment. And then I'm going to make myself feel bad about who I used to be. But who I used to be was so important. I had to be her to become the person I am right now in this moment. And in the end, that was such a beautiful realization for me, because it's like, ah, I can finally be free. I can finally let go, because I deserve to. I didn't know. I simply cannot fault myself or beat up on myself about things that I did not know. I know now. I have more knowledge, and I experienced those things, so I was able to learn what I needed to learn. I was able to grow in the way that I needed to grow from those experiences. Forgiving yourself is the most amazing thing you can do for yourself. You'll be amazed at how much room that opens up for so many new things to come into your life. Oh, so many new experiences, so many new parts of you that you didn't even know were there. You guys, I used to freaking hide. Okay, I was a hider. I didn't really put myself out there. Like, I've had social media, but I was never really, like, you know, out there posting myself, using my voice, but I've always had it inside of me. Before I woke up to my spirituality, I knew that I was different. I knew it, but I didn't know for sure. But I'm like, man, the way that I've always heard voices in my head, and I never wanted to say that out loud, because, you know, they're like, if you hear voices in your head, then you're crazy and you gotta get locked away. But my voices were never like that. My voices were always loving, and they were always uplifting, and they were there for me. And sometimes the voices were, you know, mean and nasty, but that was just my ego. That was just me, you know, the way I saw myself. I saw myself in a nasty way. I used to. I didn't really love myself. So I was mean to myself. But then I always had these voices that were, like, uplifting, and they were loving, and they were nurturing, and something inside of me always knew that those were not my voices. But I could not say that out loud, because I'm gonna get checked into an institution, okay? Especially with my family, because my family, they're let me tell you, they're something, okay? They're my family, something. So I really didn't know how to bring that to their attention. So, you know, awakening to who I truly am, it all makes sense. I'm like, oh yes, I'm not crazy, because the voices, I'm like, these can't be bad voices, because they're so nurturing, you know, they're so loving. And whenever I'm going through a really hard time, or if I'm beating up on myself, they swoop in and they're like, no, you're freaking beautiful, you're perfect just the way that you are. Like, you are different, you are special. But because it was like a war in my mind, I didn't know what to believe. And oh, it's so freaking good to finally believe, to really believe, to understand myself and to understand the world around me, to understand the way that my brain works and the way that I work. It's just, it's so beautiful. And I had to forgive myself for not knowing. I didn't know all of this back then, so I couldn't really apply my knowledge and my wisdom, and, you know, I couldn't apply my gifts the way that I can now, because back then I didn't know. Forgiveness, forgiving yourself, forgiving others, just allowing yourself to be free from past limitations, from past beliefs. I didn't know what I used to believe in. I didn't believe in, like, religion. I was just like, you know, that's too much for me. Like, I can't do this, I can't do this, I can't say that. Like, like, I was just, no. If you are a part of a religion, it's like, no offense to you at all, you know, it, to each its own. But for me, it just didn't work. And so I'm like, do I believe in this almighty power, or do I not? Or, like, is there more? I always was like, there's more. Like, there's not just this one person. It's not just one person. Like, I can tell you that. If I know for sure, it's just, it's not, this didn't just come, it wasn't resonating for me. I never knew what I believed. I never knew myself. I never knew. I didn't know. I didn't know what I believed. I didn't know myself. I didn't know. I just didn't know. You see? I didn't know. But now I know. Now I know, and I can use that knowledge every single day. I can apply that knowledge every single day. I can face a fear every single day. I've been so afraid of just sitting down in this moment. Like, I set everything up behind the scenes, and last night I was kind of just up about it, and I'm like, girl, go to sleep. Like, you got this. You know, when I sit down and I turn on my light, it just flows, you know, it just flows. Whenever I sit down, if I'm creating content for YouTube, or if I'm creating content for my blog, it's just when I sit down and I turn on my light and I have my candles and my incense going, you guys, it just, spirit is here, flows right through me. I don't have to plan. I don't have to know down to a T what I'm going to do, what I'm going to say, what I'm going to talk about, because the moment that I sit down, I know that spirit's going to work through me. And I worry for no reason sometimes. And that's just me. I just have to have something to worry about. I just have to have something to freaking stress about. So, a work in progress. A work in freaking progress in every area. In every way of my life, just a work in progress. This was nice. I really enjoyed sitting down with you guys. I made it through. Yay! I can say today that I faced a fear. I did something that I really wanted to do, something that I loved. And I put it out there. If you're listening to this, then I put it out there. And it feels good. I hope you guys have a wonderful day. It's about 6 a.m. when I'm recording this now. So if you see this in the morning, if you hear this, okay? I'm so used to YouTube. If you hear this in the morning, have a great day. And if you hear this in the evening, I hope you had an excellent day. Okay, I think I'm getting weird. Thanks for listening, you guys. I'll see you next time.